When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Beach Too Sandy, Water Too Wet, a podcast featuring real reviews written by people who just need the world to know what they think. Between you and me, I wanted to like this podcast, but I'd give it 0 stars if I could.
Hello, welcome to Between You and Us, August edition. We're actually doing one in August.
You just sounded like a Sesame Street character. Your voice was undulating.
Hello. Hi, everyone.
You don't even need to try. It really sounded like that. So thank you for adding some much needed entertainment to the episode already. Hello, everyone. Yeah, we're doing, like Alexander the Muppet said, we're doing Between You and Us today for August. And we did do one for July, right? We just skipped June accidentally.
Accidentally.
So we are back at it, and it's a little bit late, but now these don't really necessarily have a time. So Here it is. Enjoy.
Here it is. Enjoy. For those who don't know, by the way, this is where we read reviews that you sent into our email, beach2sandy@gmail.com, with the subject Between You and Us.
Yes. Would you like me to go first, Sandy?
I would love that.
Great. This actually was sent in by Alexandria, who we mentioned in the last episode, the last Between You and Us. Remember the email, the review that was of an air conditioner, but then it was like of an iPad?
Oh, yeah.
Where it was like measuring coffins. And so yes. Alexandria said, I heard my shout out, was immediately confused, and then was horrified to see I had said the wrong thing. And then said, Alex called it. I was shopping for both an air conditioner and an iPad that same day when I sent
the
review.
That's hilarious.
So okay, I really did call it.
That makes me feel good that I like called that.
Yeah. And then to make up for it, she sent a review of an air conditioner.
No. Okay. There you go. I love that.
I just realized my air conditioner is on. Sorry about that. So the audio might have just gotten a slightly bit better. And actually, it's weirdly fitting for this exact review. So this is a verified purchase. It's a 2-star review of an air conditioner on Amazon. Verified purchase. So much noisy. I don't know why so many people said it is quiet. Actually, it makes so much noisy. And you can't sleep if you put it in your bedroom. Don't recommend to buy it. Cooling is good. End of review.
It's so much noisy.
I just love that they
said
noisy.
It's kind of adorable
noisy.
The way they said it.
I know. And like noisy was said twice. So they really, they were like, I don't mean noise. I mean noisy.
Yeah. No, that's another level. That's another level.
Thank you, Alexandria. She also said, feel free to make fun of me on air. So.
Oh, we always do.
We will, no matter whether you tell us to or not.
Yeah, specifically you.
Only Alexandria.
Always and forever.
Okay, that was my first one.
That's a good one. My first one comes courtesy of Taylor. Taylor found this review of Trojan Nirvana Variety Pack condoms.
Great.
It's the Nirvana Collection Lube Condoms 10 count.
I'm so glad you added more detail.
Here we go. Sorry. This review is 5 stars. Titled Best Spring Break Ever.
Oh, God. Okay, here we go.
I am ready to date, be responsible, enjoy all of life, sweet substance, and share all of me with another human being, two soul intertwined from sea to shining sea. Oh my God. I'm sorry, but the thing that this reminded me of is that short, like that, I think it's a Pixar short with like the...
I don't like where this is going. The Trojan review.
The volcanoes or whatever in the ocean.
What are you talking about? Did you write this? Is this your latest installation, your latest art piece? Listen, whoever this is, get it. I'm so proud of you and happy for you. But listen, I don't need to know about intertwining souls and what is this? There was one phrase that really got me that was like the substance of life or something.
Christina, this is. Let me read I'll read just one sentence again.
Oh, great.
Okay, which happens to be the whole end of the review. To date, be responsible. No punctuation. To date, be responsible. Enjoy all of life's sweet substance, and share all of me with another human being. Two soul intertwined from sea to shining sea.
So good. It's like the runner up for the Star Spangled Banner. You know.
Yeah, much like a high schooler came up with the flag of the U.S., a high schooler came up with this rendition.
Beautiful, really. I hate is what I meant to say. Can you say the substance, just that phrase?
Enjoy all of life, sweet substance.
Life, sweet substance. I don't want to know any more about that. So, ooh, that one, that is painting a picture. If we ever saw it.
Yep.
Okay. Who was that from? Who sent that in?
That was from Taylor.
Thank you, Taylor, I guess. this was sent in by Luna. And Luna says, so first of all, she says that she worked at a craft store in California and says the staff did not get to pick the music. Remember the whole...
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You'll probably never forget. And she said they had one CD from corporate that they had to listen to on shuffle every single day.
Oh, no.
And it consisted of Breakfast at Tiffany's, Save Tonight, She's So High, etc. So it really seems to be like corporate has found, I guess, that specific genre inspires people to quilt. I don't know. So anyway, so she said, here's some reviews from Portland. And I have a few actually for you here. This is a 1-star review of New Seasons.
New Seasons?
Yeah.
Yeah.
New Seasons Market. So it's like a grocery store.
You've never been to New Seasons?
No.
Oh, duh. It's a Portland thing.
Yeah. I have no idea what that is.
I've been to New Seasons a bunch.
Yeah, you
it's,
can tell.
It's really nice.
So it's a grocery store. So John gave it 1-star. Went to an open checkout lane. The cashier was singing Adele loudly with another coworker when I happily commented on the entertainment. He didn't say a word and was rude for the duration of the checkout. It was uncomfortable. So, Derek, cheer up. End of review.
I mean, Derek singing Adele, not the most cheery music.
That's a good point, Zandy. That's a good point.
So it's kind of rude of you to say, cheer up, Derek. Well, hello, Derek singing Adele, not like... Okay, I don't know.
Derek's like hoping he'll find someone like you, and you're rubbing it in.
Yeah, terrible. Terrible of you.
Terrible. Okay, the next, I have several, so I'm going to just keep reading
them.
So,
bring them on.
Because she said only good ones. So this one is a review of the International Rose Test Garden. Do you know what that is?
No, I know Portland's the city of roses.
Okay, well, then that makes sense because it is a rose garden in Portland, Oregon, and they have 10,000 bushes.
The Rose Garden. What was the title you gave?
It's the International Rose Test Garden. I'm pretty sure the Rose Garden is in D.C.
Okay, well, yeah, but no. Wait, the Rose? No.
The International Rose Test Garden.
Yeah. Like, there's a big rose garden in Portland, like a famous one.
Yes, that is. Okay. I imagine.
I didn't know it was a test garden. I don't even know what the fuck that means.
I don't either. That's why I'm reading it to you.
I'm sorry.
Verbatim.
I've never been.
There are 10,000 rose bushes of approximately 650 varieties. So, this is a review of that. 1-star by R. It is nothing. Bunch of crazy roses. End of review.
Crazy. Crazy. Okay. I don't know.
Look out. Too wild for this child.
Whoa, I like that.
Now I have another review of New Seasons, the different location of a New Seasons grocery store. 1-star by Julie. Too many frauds with service French bulldogs claiming to be handicapped, if by handicapped you mean requiring at 258 likes per day, stylish, athletic, unique with special diets, scratching their fur babies and sticking their paws, I mean hands, into the bulk bins for a free nosh. Sometimes the place looks more like a Petco rave. Now, these dynamically woke nitwits have their rights. Never mind hygienic grocery stores and eating places. The corporations take away from us while encouraging these regressive antics, which silently erode the regulations that we once put into place for the healthy, practical benefit of all. Meanwhile, it'll be an interesting day in court when the blue healer that jogs up the baking aisle rips the ear off of a child it mistakes for a stray member of the herd. That poor dog. End of review.
Excuse me, can you repeat what that was of?
A grocery store.
What? That lost all meaning very quickly. I heard the phrase Petco rave, and I'm like, wait, what? That sounds fun.
I believe they're upset that people are bringing quote-unquote service dogs into the grocery store, which, like, sure, yes, if they are not registered service dogs, that is not a good thing to do, and don't do it. So that's that. And then I have one final one of, I'm sorry there's so many in here, but they're also good. This is a final one of new season's Concordia location. Concordia? It doesn't matter. This is a one-star review by Steve, and there's an update. So this is from April 18th, 2015. $100 a week times 52 weeks. That's $5,000 minimum you'll be losing this year because of the adult subjects your people chose to talk about in front of my 2-year-old son. Okay, so that was on April 18th.
Okay. Interesting. So very vague.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, something happened here, but I can't tell you what.
Right.
And can I just tell you something really quick?
Please.
I was curious. That is the location that I've been to.
No way!
Yes, that is the one.
Yeah. That's weird because it's the first one I've mentioned the actual location and they all three were different.
Yes. No, I just Googled it. It's in Northeast. That's literally the one. I also got myself some Imodium at that Walgreens across the way too, across the parking lot. Good times.
Wow. What a memory. Mm-hmm. What a powerful, compelling memory. Okay, so then the next day, Steve updated his review. 1 star still. April 19th, 2015. Apparently, my first review isn't considered newsworthy, so here it is. Repeated convos about autofellatio are not kosher around my 2-year-old son. I will never shop Broadway or Killingsworth or the entire chain ever again. End of review.
Okay, they're not wrong in the sense that that wouldn't be appropriate, but what the fuck?
No, it wouldn't. But I just, I'm not gonna deny that. I don't really... Still questioning what the fuck happened, but I do like the first review wasn't considered newsworthy, which I totally don't understand. Like, were they hoping it would be, maybe they were hoping that like NBC would contact them, like the Today Show or somebody.
News outlets would reach out and be like, what has your child gone through?
Yeah.
Like, yes, I would love to exploit my son's story to get on national television.
Dr. Phil must know about this.
Yes, exactly.
And so then he just gave his cards away and just...
Yeah.
Explainable.
And now no one cares. What the heck?
No more mystique.
Yeah.
And still no news. No, it's not newsworthy at all.
You tried checking?
You
Googled auto fellatio, you know, new seasons.
Dr. Phil.
Dr. Phil. I mean, we know that he's the one who picked this up for sure.
Yeah, for sure. So anyway, thank you, Luna, for all of that. And thank you for describing how you had to listen to that same CD. That sounds traumatizing.
Thank you for bringing back my Imodium memories. I always appreciate that.
Beautiful.
All right. Mine, this is here from Allison, who says, hi, y'all. I was listening to the latest Between You and Us. And when you started talking about the Burger King smelling Target sheets, I suddenly remembered a review I read when shopping for a mattress pad. In an attempt to be a responsible adult, I decided I should buy a mattress cover so I could keep my new mattress clean. I'm not saying I drink a lot of red wine while laying in bed, but I drink a lot of red wine while I'm laying in bed. So here is a question and answer on Amazon. Here is the question. If we decide to have a Mazzola Rolla on it, will the margarine wash out? And here's the answer. No idea, but sounds like fun.
What is that?
Allison says, I have no idea what a Mazzola Rolla is, and Google brings up literally nothing. But
I'm serious?
Glad I can maybe do it.
But now, in addition to my red wine. What?
You know, the last time I heard about Mazzola Rolla, I was in line at New Seasons.
Oh, yeah.
And this cashier was talking about autofellatio and Mazzola Rollas.
That's so weird because the only time I've ever heard about Mazzola Rollas was on Dr. Phil.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's funny. Like, when I was in the grocery store, though, I, like, asked, hey, can you look out for these items? I need one more thing. And I ran and grabbed some margarine. And then, then I checked out. But, yeah, if you Google that, the number one result is this question on Amazon. Mazzola Rolla. So
what?
So I don't know what that is.
I'm so baffled right now. I
know.
I mean,
I thought, like, you know, you read it and you're like, is this like a specific recipe? Is it like maybe it was like an autocorrect thing, but it was like Mazzola hyphen Rolla. So
it sounds like intentional that it's going to get on the mattress cover no matter what. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it sounds pretty intentional, not like if we accidentally spill it.
True, true, true.
So I don't know. Oh, I'm troubled by this. I'm deeply troubled.
Well, hopefully someone out there has the answer.
Hopefully not.
Actually, yeah, maybe that's better.
Thank you, Allison. Again, maybe. I'm not sure. Okay, so this is my final one for today. And this was sent in by Emmy. Emmy says, hey guys, I've been a listener of Beach Too Sandy, and that's why I drink for a long time. Have never had anything to submit. Well, I finally found one. I feel very called out by this review. So this is a review of Cable Matters 2-Pack 16 AWG 2-Prong Extension Cord 3 Outlet Extension Cord with Tamper Guard White in 6 Feet. So this is a 2-pack of extension cords, basically, on Amazon. And Craig gave it 5 stars. Verified purchase. It works as intended. They are extension cords. They do their job. Stop reading reviews about a few dollar extension cord. This item is roughly as interesting as a cup of water. If you need one, buy one. If you don't, move on to the next boring product. May I suggest reviews of a ream of paper? End of review.
Wow.
Which it is, that would call me out big time, because I do read all the reviews.
Very good point.
Oh my.
Like, why? Yeah.
They're like, it works. Now relax and buy your extension cord and do something more productive.
It's not that special. You're not going to find anything better. You're not going to find anything worse. It's an extension cord.
Yeah.
I like that.
And if you simply must, here is another suggestion. Here's some inspo yeah. for your review, your boring review reading.
Love that.
So thank you, Emmy, for that.
Thank you, Emmy. Okay, I've got one more. This one is from BK. So BK says, I've been listening to your podcast for a while now. I've never sent in a review, but I had to send this one in. I was looking at a DVD of one of Lady Gaga's tours on Amazon, and this was the top review. Hope it gives you a laugh. You guys have given me many. Here is a review by KK. 5 stars, verified purchase. Titled, What a Beautiful Talent. I wasn't sure if I'd get into this DVD. I'm in my mid-60s and I'm a straight man. Many of her fans are homosexual, but believe me, you don't have to be to enjoy this superstar. Lady Gaga is like the new and improved combination of Bette Midler, Cher, and Madonna, all rolled into one amazing performer. Her singing voice is absolutely beautiful, and she has the sexiness of Bette Midler, the flamboyance of Cher, and the body Madonna would kill for. And I know that seemed like weirdly okay. And to top it off, she could outsing any of them. I enjoyed all her songs and her lyrics. I'm hooked on Gaga. I still have a high respect for the 3 women I compared her to, and think that each one of them is a major talent. But after seeing Lady Gaga, she made me one of her monsters. She stands alone. What a beautiful talent. End of review.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, this person's life has changed.
This was written 6 years ago, 2014, and I'm hoping that since then they've been able to see Lady Gaga in concert. And really, hopefully. Truly experienced the Lady Gaga monsterhood.
Monsterdom?
Monstrosity? No. little monster KK coming in.
I do love that they said, I do have a high respect for those 3 women, even though I just said Madonna's, like, body is crap compared to Gaga. I was like, wait a second.
Like, literally, that's how I am, but I would never say that to begin with. When we talk about in this coming episode, I throw out things where it's like, yeah, I say that, but, and then I, like, backpedal because I worry that I'm saying something wrong. But in this case, yeah, that was just, he was pretty mean. And then it was like, but.
Also, you know. In this case, you have a keyboard with a backspace, so you don't need to you kind don't of even explain yourself later on in the review. You could just kind of remove the insulting part. But very wow, I mean, that is high praise.
And 23 people found this helpful, and I'm imagining 23 straight men being like, phew, phew.
It's not just me.
It's not gay to like Lady Gaga. Oh,
my God. And how horrible it would be. It's very cringy because it reminds me of, like, which, you know, I love The Office as much as the next person, but there are those scenes where it's like, oh, my God. They think I'm gay like, oh, I'm wearing a lady's suit. Oh, my God. God forbid. Everyone's making fun of me. And it's like, this is not going to age well and is slightly troubling.
I've gone into a hole of watching like early 2000s pop punk music videos. And yeah, a lot of those themes in there. And I'm like,
in a music video?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Really?
In one, I forget what song it was. It was like by Sum 41 or by Blink 182. And they like throw like a note and says I love you, but it hits a guy and he turns around, they're like, oh no, no, oh no, oh,
oh. Oh, I would never.
And it was like this whole thing, like this whole like theme of the music video was like, oh no, like don't think I'm gay, dude, no, no, no.
Eek is what I have to say to that. So I mean, that aside, I'm glad that this fella had found some enjoyment and, you know, put his bias to the side to enjoy some Gaga, become a monster, because Lady Gaga is also a huge proponent of the LGBT community. And you know what? So let's all just love some Gaga.
Hell
and get on with our lives.
And what's not to love? What's not to love? Except the meat dress.
The meat dress was questionable. The meat dress was not great. But, you know, we've all kind of moved past, I think.
And we've all been there. We've all done things like that. Come on.
You remember in 2002, back in the...
Yeah, do you remember when I went to the Met Gala, like, last year?
Yes. Yeah. How embarrassing for you.
I don't want to talk about it. Let's not talk about it on the show. We'll talk about it later.
Anyway, thanks for listening to this episode of Between You and Us. We will hopefully be back in September, Alexander's birthday month.
Yay.
And we're approaching Libra season, so we're about to get some real balanced and fair reviews. Not. If you want to send in your review, you can email us at beach2sandy@gmail.com. Maybe we'll feature it on an upcoming episode.
Can't wait to hear from you.
Goodbye. Bye.